Welcome to Five More Minutes, a podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. The entire scriptures implicitly answer the question that a lot of people ask philosophically, in passing, in their own minds, and that do people change, and how do they change? This past week, we looked at Acts chapter 9, which is the conversion of a man named Saul, who was very anti-Christian, to become a follower of Christ, and perhaps the greatest proponent ever of the message of Jesus. How did he change? Well, Acts chapter 9 is about Saul being knocked down by a light from heaven, which is so dynamic that we remember that and we think that's how he changed. How did a man who was violent become peaceful? How did a man who was terribly arrogant become humble? How did a man who was mean become kind? How did he change? Well, we have to do a little bit of homework. In Acts chapter 9, verses 22 and 23, it says this: "But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. When many days had passed," how many? "The Jews plotted to kill him." So that's Acts chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. And then we turn to Galatians chapter 1 and hear from Paul's own hand, writing to a group of churches, how many days actually were there. He says this, chapter 1, verse 15, "But when he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me," which is a really nice way of describing a light from heaven knocking Saul down, "in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Peter and remained with him 15 days. So the Apostle Paul, first and foremost, and pretty much in a category by itself, the way he changed was he was encountered by the risen Christ and called him Lord. Then what happened? He was received into a community that could handle his initial violent tendencies, arrogance, and meanness. He took time to consider and pray about and dialogue about what he learned in very brilliant fashion on the road to Damascus. So in addition to being encountered by Jesus, Paul had time, a good community, prayer, and study to learn about Jesus and learn what Jesus says about him. And this is how Paul changed from being a violent man into a peaceful man, from a very arrogant man to a very humble man, and from a very unkind man into a kind man. He was encountered by Jesus, and then he found a community that was willing and able to accept him. He took time, he prayed, and he studied. There is more to life and the Christian life than those things. But looking at Galatians 1 and Acts chapter 9, that is our hope for change for ourselves and for our neighbors. That's it for Five More Minutes this week. I hope that you're encouraged, and I hope that we all remember to take our anxious thoughts, our fears, trepidations about injustice all over the world and perhaps in our backyard, that we know how to take it to prayer, and that we remember that we are called to kindness to the neighbors we find ourselves in relationship with.